from Matthew's Gospel in chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. In that time, King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." This is the word of the Lord. Today is the first, the day of resolutions. You know, when you dissect that word, a new year resolution, I would suppose that's a derivative of the word resolute. Something we put our mind to, we're resolved to do. Quite appropriately named as we consider what our new year resolutions are. You know, I got a jump start last week. I decided I had a plan. Do y'all ever have a plan that you know what you're going to do that whole week? You say, "I've got a plan," and our office was closed last week, and I said, "I'm going to get some writing done around the house. I'm going to be really intentional with my exercise. I'm going to get a few handyman projects performed at the house." And you know what I did more than anything else? I ate a lot, and I exercised the remote control on my TV. My plans didn't work out as I had planned. I had all these grandiose ideas, but sometimes it's good to just be quiet and rest and get caught up on the TV every once in a while, I guess. But you know, as I started getting through that week, and I did do just a little bit of writing, I thought, and I was reminded this week in the words of Stephen King, that I'm not the first who had challenges with not being as productive as they would like to be in writing or work or whatever venture we take on life. Stephen King quoted a story about the Irish poet James Joyce, who once was sitting at his desk, and a friend came in to visit Joyce, and he just looked so depressed, so depleted, exhausted, and with his head down, the friend asked him, said, "James, what's the problem? Is it the work?" Of course it was the work. It was always the work for Joyce. The writing was tedious and labor intensive. Finally, the friend asked, he said, "Well, James, how many words did you get today?" Joyce, not raising his head, said, 7. Why, that's pretty good, James, for you, the friend said. Yes, I suppose it is, responded James, but the problem is I don't know what order they go in. James was having real problems as a writer. He wasn't as productive as he wanted to be. His plan had not come together, and so often we can connect to that, right? But you know, if we consider exercising our physical bodies as well as our mental bodies, we learn that as we become resolute, as we become disciplined in that, our muscles get stronger. And it's easier for us to continue that journey to become even more forceful in our journey of faith, life, family, and fellowship. We find ourselves renewed the more we exercise and build our strength. You know, I hear this passage of Scripture today about the wise men who came from the east. Some people, some interpreters and scholars of the Bible believe that these wise men may have traveled as far as Iraq, perhaps somewhere very near Baghdad, Iraq, about 600 miles to see Jesus, the Christ child. Now, those who interpret the Scripture in that way believe that these people came from the region of Baghdad because that was in the area of Mesopotamia, the east that was often thought of in these treasures that they brought were known to be plentiful in that area of the world. You know, as I was reading the Bible this morning and starting off my new year reading through the Bible again, I looked in the chapter of Genesis 2, chapter 2 of Genesis, and I heard these words, words that had never spoken to me in this way before, as we hear the story of the Garden of Eden. A portion of chapter 2 says, a river watering the garden flowed from Eden, where there is gold in the area of the Pishon. And he says, the gold of the land is good, and aromatic resin is there as well. These are the very gifts that the wise men brought to Jesus, gold and aromatic resins. So that helps scholars to suppose that the wise men may have came from this very region where Eden is believed to be by some, in that area near Iraq, Mesopotamia of that time, in that fertile crest of the world. They traveled quite some distance. And the Scripture tells us that as the wise men journeyed, they saw a light, a star in the sky that led them to Jerusalem. You know, I can only imagine as these wise men traveled, as they saw that light, they were drawn to this light, to this source of power, because they believed highly in astrology. They felt that astrology could help them grow in knowledge and in strength and fullness of life. So they put their hope much in that. So I can oftentimes suspect that maybe the wise men started on that journey, perhaps not with Jesus in mind. Doesn't that happen for many of us, though? We find ourselves yearning for more fullness in life. And sometimes we don't even know how to get it until we find Jesus in the process finding us. That seems to be what happened to the wise men. They started on this journey, yearning to grow in knowledge, seeking wisdom and inspiration and fullness in life, and in the process, they found the Lord of life. I wrote these words this morning, speaking of these travels of these wise men. I share with you now, the wise men were seeking knowledge, and they learned the greatest truth the world has ever known. They were hungering for fullness in life, and they received the source of eternal life. The wise men brought gifts for the King of the Jews, but ended up receiving joy from the Lord of all creation. Isn't that the way God often works for us? We seek to bring our gifts, our worship, our proclamation, and we find ourselves in the process, like the wise men, filled with joy that we could have never attained on our own and without God's grace. That's the gift from on high that the wise men found in the Christ child as they journeyed from afar these many miles seeking the Christ child. You know, if we think about that journey of some 600 miles, they didn't have an SUV to jump in and travel across the desert during that time. Likely they made much of the journey by foot. It could have taken them as long as a month to travel that distance. It tells me, as I consider the New Year resolution, how resolute these wise men were in following and seeking the Savior. They were committed. They were on the journey, and as they made it into Jerusalem, you know, I like to believe that maybe the wise men didn't even know where they were going when they set out. They were simply trusting in faith. They were following the light. They were seeking the source of strength from above. And as they made it into Jerusalem, if they were the people of Babylon, the people in what is today Iraq, those are the ones who once held the people Israel in bondage, so they knew something of their religion. They must have known as they made it into Jerusalem that these are people who worship the God of Abraham. They're people that we know something about. So as they went into Jerusalem, surely that is why they sought out the king there, searching for answers, looking for the spiritual, the faith guides of the church that they found in Jerusalem. And in that search, they found answers. And do you see, friends, with me today where they found the answers? The scholars, the scribes of that day, when Herod asked about the Messiah, they turned to Scripture. They went to the prophet Isaiah, the prophet Micah, who foretold that the Messiah would come and would be born in Bethlehem. You see, friends, the truths that were then are still here for us today. When we, like wise men, are seeking more fullness in life. When we, like wise men, are yearning for knowledge and truth, may we learn just as they learned and as the church has learned throughout creation. Listen, turn, hunger for the truth in God's Word. It'll guide us daily. It will nourish us and strengthen us. You know, as we talked about earlier in the sermon, that as we begin an exercise regimen with our physical life, imagine if today we decided we wanted to take off across the desert and make that 30-day trip like the wise men. 600 miles on foot. Woo, I wouldn't want to start today, would y'all? I at least want to eat my hog jowls and black-eyed peas before I go. But if we were to start, we wouldn't do it all in a day. We would do it one step at a time, a little bit at a time. As we gained strength, built up our muscles, then we could make the distant journey. You know, little Bailey Steverson, that's the walkingest boy I've ever seen. His granddaddy told me he was walking even before he knew how to walk. How can you walk before you know how to walk? He had some help, right? He would grab his granddaddy's finger and he would walk, walk, walk. That's how a child learns. That's how an infant grows in strength. They hold on to a source stronger than themselves. They learn one step at a time until they build stamina to go forth even on their own and journey physically. We can do that, my friends, spiritually and as family members. We need to exercise our faith, our muscles in this world that's so filled with challenges, with adversities, with questions, with substances that jump out and we don't even know where our next turn is going to take us at times. But if we exercise our faith, if we spend time in God's Word daily, then we, like a child on those journey, can strengthen our muscles to endure whatever this world gives us. You see, our scripture tells us that as the wise men found the Christ child, yes, they brought forth the gold to worship him as king. They shared the frankincense to proclaim his glory, and they brought the myrrh. I can't help but believe this. Those wise men perhaps didn't know what they would find. They brought the gold maybe for their own substance, to sustain them in their travels, to give them economic prosperity for whatever they would face. They brought the myrrh perhaps for illnesses that they were to face along the journey. But seeing Jesus Christ, something happened in their life that they'd never known before. Our scripture tells us that when they heard the word that this was the King of the Jews, that their lives were joy filled. Friends, God gives us that today. When we turn our hearts more fully to Jesus Christ, no matter what we're facing in this world, we will know a sense of joy that we could only imagine without Christ. That's the gift he has us. But you know, I'm convinced that one way we open ourselves is to grow daily our muscles, to get in God's Word on a daily basis, to strengthen ourselves with the inspiration from on high. So during this season of New Year resolutions, as we begin 2017, just what if we would take more passion in studying God's Word, in getting in his word daily? Surely we, like those wise men, can't take off on a 600-mile trip. We can't read the entire Bible today. But what if we spend 10 minutes a day or 20 minutes a day in God's word? Renew ourselves daily throughout this year, strengthening our muscles. Oh, I can only imagine the renewed joy that we would find in the spirit of the wise men who strengthened themselves for the journey of life forever. Amen.